Yeah.
Feel like in Montreal. They're training.
So then, any fingernails left after that game?
One thing for sure, I have no hair left. But you know what? I got to give my guys credit because they battled. They battled hard. You know, the emotion was high, especially in the second period. And you know, the word after the second was to keep the emotion, but to control it. And we did a good job in the third.
I got to ask about Yann Denis. Come back with the guy after his game last night. He plays a hell of a game for you guys. What can you say about his performance?
Well, he deserved a chance to get back in net tonight and you know, kind of. He didn't like his game last night, so you know, he redeemed himself tonight for sure. And, you know, with the experience that he has and the hockey that he gave us this year, you know, he deserved to go back in net tonight. And, you know, he sure helped us to win this hockey game.
How big was this win before you headed on the road?
That's huge. I mean, at this time of the year, every win is huge, especially Albany won tonight. Utica's winning after two periods right now, and we're going to hope that you know, the third period, you know, goes in Rochester's way in Utica. But you know what? We have to do our job. We have to hold our end of the bargain. And, you know, we did it tonight. We knew that Albany and Utica would probably win tonight. So we have to keep up with you know, with the other teams. Now we're going on the road for four games, and you know, we've played well on the road. And you know, we're gonna play. You know, a good team in Toronto. They've been hot lately, and you know, it's a morning game. It's something that you know, we're not really used to, but you know, we're gonna be there. We'll be ready.
So then, one guy we want to highlight tonight, Jacob De La Rose. He scores two goals tonight. He's a monster on the power play, or penalty kill. How impressive have you guys been with his play since he come back?
He's been a horse lately. He's played an NHL game tonight. You know, that's as close as. As it can be in an NHL game, and you know, he's such a big part of our club. You know, with face-offs, he takes a bunch of face-offs, and then killing penalties, and then at the end, they're just and even Chris Terry at the end had a couple of block shots, and you know, I had two centers to take face-offs and did a good job clearing the puck. And you know what, we made a good play on De La Rose's goal in the empty net, so. I mean, there's, you know, we had the contribution from a lot of guys. You know, we sure didn't make it easy on ourselves at times, but you know, we found a way.
So then you guys played with as much of an edge as I've seen. I know that you, as a coach, you like that. Is it, do you worry at all? I mean, you took the first penalties and then led to a power play goal. I mean, you're playing with that edge. You almost played a little perturbed here tonight. Can you comment on that? And did you well, feel like holding the reins at all? Or?
Well, you know, we had a good conversation after the second period, and that, you know, the controlled emotions, you know, it needs to be there. You know, we have to be careful. You know, there's a fine line between you know, not having our emotions in check. But I thought, like I said, did a good job in the third period, and you know, that's what we need. You know, we need to play with emotions, but we also need to play with a compete level that's really high at this time of the year. But it's we have to stay on the ice. You know, our penalty kill did a good job tonight. 5-on-3, you know, kind of, you know, didn't. How can I say that? Like we started well, and then the penalties kind of. They took momentum with the penalties and their goal, but you know, I like the way we responded after that.
But even the guy, I mean, I know you don't want him doing it all the time, but I mean, Chris Terry showed a lot of bite here tonight, and I'm looking and thinking, they're treating this like this is the first game of the playoffs here tonight. I mean, everybody is. This is what you see when it comes the middle of April, maybe not the first of April, right?
Well, I mean, we knew that we had to battle really hard tonight. You know, it's to go in the playoffs. And then to do something in the playoffs, you need to pay the price. And the price is pretty high to play at this time of the year. And my question was, you know, are we willing to do that? And, you know, they responded.
Daniel Carr, will he travel?
He's going to come to Toronto with us probably. And then we'll see from there. But right now he's out for at least a week.
Est-ce qu'on t'a dit ce que t'as vu de Sherbach qui remplaçait Carr?
Oui, c'est certain. Oui, fait un bon job. Il fait un bon travail. Il a eu des chances de marquer. Défensivement, il a fait quand même quelques bons jeux. Il a gagné les batteurs le long des rangs. Puis, moi, je suis satisfait.
Le fait que Charles Houdon marque un but important, il y avait des chances, mais il ne marquait pas. Il marque comme ça après six matchs.
L'important, c'est pas de se frustrer, pas de se décourager non plus. Puis, on a parlé à quelques reprises aussi, c'est de continuer à avoir des chances de marquer. Puis, je pense qu'il a été patient aussi sur son but. Puis, il a fait un très beau jeu. Il savait qu'on avait regardé le gardien de but au camp. Il savait qu'il restait quand même profond dans son but. Il suffit sur sa vision physique. Et puis, il a marqué un gros but.
Can I just ask you about De La Rose? And one thing I'm interested in, he's been at his best since he came back down. Do you know what I mean? And you know yourself, and you're always interested in that, how guys respond or act. And he's a better player since coming back down. What did that going up mean for him, do you think? And how has that played out now?
Well, I think that he played pretty well when he went up. And then coming back down, he played really well. And then he's a guy that, you could have said that when the Canadians made their trades at the end, the trading deadline, that he could have been a guy that, you know, put his arm down and say, you know, what's going on here? But you know what? It did the opposite. You know, it got him fired up, and you know what? He's playing as good as I've seen him play.
Yeah, that's right. I said if there was the most improved from the start of the year to the beginning of the award, he'd be way ahead of everybody.
Oh, he's a horse right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.